Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET, Tech Talk. As part of the research for a newspaper article I'm working on about fingerprint recognition, I needed to access a YouTube video. Normally, that wouldn't be a problem, but I happened to be in Istanbul, Turkey this week, where YouTube has been banned, reportedly because the Prime Minister is not happy with some of the video and audio recordings posted on the service. Twitter was also banned, but restored by court order. I don't claim to understand Turkish politics, but I do know that my ability to watch a video about a reported defect in a fingerprint reading system was blocked because of a completely unrelated issue. And therein lies one of the unintended consequences of censorship. Being blocked from seeing that particular video is not a huge hardship on me. But for the people of Turkey, it's a huge issue to be told that their freedom of speech and access to information has been restricted by government order. I'm Larry Magid.